right. Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And today, we're taking a look at the story of the woman at the well found in John chapter 4. Here in John chapter 4, Jesus and his disciples are on their way back to Galilee. But on their way home, Jesus purposely took them through the town of Samaria. It's important to know that the Jews and the Samaritans did not get along at all. The Jews looked down on the Samaritans. They did not associate with them. But here was Jesus purposely stopping in this town. And when they arrived, Jesus sent his disciples off to go in search of some food. And he sat down alone at the well in the middle of the town. And as he's sitting there, this Samaritan woman approaches, who's there to draw some water. And Jesus asks her for a drink. Which, of course, completely took her off guard. It shocked her that this Jewish man was speaking to her, that he was asking her for water. And in verse 10, Jesus responds to her by saying this. He says, "If you knew the gift of God and who it was that was asking you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." And then in verse 13, Jesus says this. He says, "Everyone who drinks this water," talking about the water in the well, "they'll be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water that I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Jesus says, "I have this living water where you will never be thirsty again." And the woman replies to him, "Well, then, sir, give me some of this water so that I won't be thirsty, so that I won't have to come down here day after day to draw out more and more water." And after she makes this request, Jesus, he turns the conversation on her. And he brings up the brokenness and the shame and the regret from her life. He mentions to her failed relationships, her failed marriages, these men that she had put her hope in and had been disappointed by time after time after time. But Jesus in this moment wasn't there to give her a lecture or to judge her or to condemn her. He was there to show her who he truly was. And that he knew her, and that despite her past, despite her mistakes, that he loved her, that he cared for her. And in that moment, as she's sitting there stunned that this man knows who she is and knows her past, he reveals himself to her. He says, "I am the Messiah. I am the one that you've been waiting for." And she runs back to town to tell her friends and her family, "I have found the Messiah. I have found the one that we've been waiting for." You know, just like this woman here at the well, I think all of us are tempted to look for our hope and our comfort and our purpose in things other than Jesus. Whether like her, it's a relationship, maybe it's a career, maybe it's somebody's approval. Maybe it's our money and our stuff. And just like this woman, what I think we all find is that when we place our hope in these things, it leaves us disappointed. It leaves us broken. It leaves us with regret and hurt. But Jesus offers to each of us living water, eternal satisfaction, where when we drink of this living water that he offers us, we will never be thirsty again. We will be satisfied. And so I just want to encourage you today, if there is something that you have been looking to for your hope, for your purpose, for your satisfaction other than Jesus, today Jesus is calling you back to himself. To look to him for the greatest needs and longings of your soul. And in him, those will be met. Those will be satisfied in a way that nothing in this world can satisfy. And so I want to take a moment to pray for us today. And then to give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so God, we thank you that we can come to you and we can drink of your living water. and not be thirsty again. Lord, we know that the things in this world, even the good things, the gifts that you have given us, they cannot satisfy the way that you can. And so God, we ask for forgiveness for the times that we've looked to your gifts and your blessings to satisfy us and have not looked to the one who gives us those gifts, to the one who gives us those blessings. God, help us today to recenter our heart and our mind on you, to look to you for our satisfaction and our hope in this life. And we thank you, God, that in you we can find true life, both here and now, and for eternity. It's in your name that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.